With Republican Michael Baumgartner leaving to run for Spokane County Treasurer, the 6th District Senate seat is there for the taking. Republican Jeff Holy is trying to move up from the state house, but he's in a tough race with Democrat Jessa Lewis. Lewis holds a 2 percentage point lead. At Tuesday night's Democratic Party gathering, she was happy.
So tonight absolutely proved what we were seeing on the doors and the conversations we were having, that people in the West Plains and the surrounding areas of Spokane are ready for a change. But in reality, the real work starts tomorrow. So I think that we definitely need to keep pushing out our message and letting people know that we're ready to fight for them.
Jeff Holy's seat in the House will be filled by either Democrat Dave Wilson or Republican Jenny Graham. Wilson has nearly 43% of the vote in a 4-person race. Graham has 31%. It's her first run for public office.
You know what? I am very excited. I have learned so much along this process from not ever having run before, not having any experience, but just trusting that I know that I've been talking to friends, neighbors, and listening to the concerns that they have.
In the other race in the 6th District, Democrat Kay Murano is leading one-term incumbent Representative Mike Volz. She has 53% of the vote. In the 3rd District, incumbent House members Marcus Riccielli and Tim Ormsby, both Democrats, won their primary. In the 4th, Republicans Matt Shea and Bob McCaslin were victorious. In the 7th, Republican Senator Shelley Short and Representatives Joel Kretz and Jacqueline Maycomber all won easily. In Kretz's race, Mike Bell is leading fellow Democrat Crystal Oliver for the right to move on into the November general election. In the 9th District, Republicans Mary Dye and Joe Schmick posted comfortable victories. The top two candidates in each race will now move on to the November election. With Jeremy Burnham, I'm Doug Nadvornik reporting.